From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting a new rebel offensive near the northern Syrian city of Raqqa. The opposition Syrian Democratic Forces has launched an operation to capture areas north of Raqqa, the Syrian de facto capital of Islamic State. A senior SDF commander told VOA his forces, including Kurdish YPG armored units, will be advancing from three different directions. U.S.-led airstrikes have been supporting the current offensive. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner in Washington on Tuesday said the U.S. continues to support the SDF's efforts to retake territory from the Sunni militant group, also known as Daesh. Mr. Toner also outlined U.S. priorities in Syria.
First of all, to destroy and degrade Daesh. And we're supporting Syrian Democratic Forces who are focused on taking the fight to Daesh in northern Syria. The other priority is ending what has been a bloody civil war. And to do that, put in place a cessation of hostilities and jumpstart a political process whereby we believe it can lead to a political transition.
Meanwhile, a European diplomat told VOA the rebel plan currently is to try to encircle much of the city of Raqqa. The U.S. envoy to the Great Lakes region of Africa told VOA on Tuesday the first round of talks to end Burundi's political crisis was a positive step forward. Tom Perriello praised the efforts of the mediator, former Tanzanian President Benjamin Mkapa.
He has no interest in letting a peace process this important get stuck on some of these questions, so he simply made himself available to meet with all decisive stakeholders, including those who were invited. He's already met with some who were not invited. So that's what he's emphasizing, hearing from all sides to come up with a plan that could work.
Among those attending the first round in the northern Tanzanian city of Arusha was the opposition umbrella.